Change your mind.
Take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Take a chance.
If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my
my throat. Sorry, it's just about 7 o'clock. It's 73. CKLG, Danny Bear in Toulouse. Don't play with my heart. I don't want you to play with my heart. Is it clear? Press the issue. 73 CKLG, good morning. It's 7 o'clock now, and you, of course, appreciate, if you've been listening to our radio station for any length of time, that we have brought you a number of firsts. Well, we were the first to allow Doc Harris on the radio, let's put, and not only that, but the first to install a cage here at the radio station for the raccoon and your bear. But today we're going to do a number of lasts as compared to firsts. This next last is brought to you at absolutely no expense. I have assembled behind me in the A control room at radio station CKLG the entire janitorial staff for the radio station who will do what they can to entertain you. They don't often have a chance to do this, so I hope you'll bear in mind that these people aren't being paid. As a matter of fact, they're paying me to do this. So would you please welcome the entire janitorial staff of our radio station.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Who's the drummer? Yeah, that's off. There's more? Oh. Great effect. There's still more, huh? Yes, thank you so much. Now get out of here. It's 7 o'clock at 73 CKLG Vancouver, where you always get the best, because that's all we produce. Emotions with Annie Bear. It's 7:07 Saturday morning in the city. The official forecast reads like this. Cloudy with a few showers today and tomorrow, but you can tell your honey bunny that it's going to be a little sunny, too. Highs about 18, lows near 10, islands 11, valleys 11, and we're a little different. We're 12 degrees at 73 CKLG.
Old Double D, Dirk Dooley for D&D.
Dirk, this is the Kelly Tanner commercial. I thought I'd kind of give you a hand with this one, okay?
Just a minute. Old Double D doesn't really
Yeah, Dirk, look, you know you're great, right?
Well, of course.
But Kelly's wants a little more about Kelly Tires, okay?
Yeah.
And a little less about what Dirk Dooley does.
Just a minute, Old Double D.
Today, let's just tell the folks about Kelly's Citation Belted Bias Ply.
Old Double D was going to say.
And a word or two about the Kelly Superchargers and the raised white letters, right, with the 70 series, 60s, or even the 50 series.
Listen, Old Double D.
Kelly's has been at D&D for 12 years. You can mention that.
Old Double D is on top of the situation
Dirk, last Kelly's commercial, you started talking about your mom, okay?
Look, if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here today.
Uh-huh, but does she have any redeeming qualities?
At D&D, tires for your car is what we do.
Check the yellow pages for the D&D tire store nearest you.
10 seconds.
What if man's greatest technological achievement
we have a liftoff
was a multi-billion dollar fraud?
It won't work. You guys would all be dead in 3 weeks.
What if something went wrong?
The spacecraft disintegrated.
We are dead.
What if someone found out?
They know I'm onto it and they try to kill me.
The most important event of the space age. What if it never really happened at all? Capricorn 1 from Warner Brothers.
Now showing at the downtown, the Lougheed Mall, and the Delta Drive-In. Rated mature.
7:08, Danny Bear and you together on a Saturday morning in the city at 73 CKLG. I'll just pick up and pack up and move out. Billy Joel's at you.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country. Too hard to give you a heart attack. You wanna know by now. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Get for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
WACKLG, the album The Stranger. We gave that away last hour. This hour I've got City to City by Jerry Rafferty for you on the constant giveaway. And coming up, another report from skipper Tommy Hammond from the CKLG Carling O'Keefe Kayak.
We all go to the right spot, because it's the right spot for us.
Kids, the white spot and pirate packs, they go together.
Pirate pack, yeah, with a little boat.
It's got everything. It's got french fries and ice cream and candy coin with chicken and the soft drink.
Kids love those pirate packs.
And they got buns, they bake, and great cheesecake.
And pirate packs and late night snacks.
Oh, okay.
Open up with us. We've got a look that's young and alive.
Mariposa.
Going your way, making your day. With the Mariposa style, you got something to say.
Mariposa.
Looking so good, let it show. Let yourself go. And open up with us.
At Mariposa.
At Lougheed Mall, we've just opened up a dazzling new Mariposa store, and it's beautiful. And so are the savings. 33 1/3% off everything. Our entire collection of fashions for summer. Come to our grand opening special at Lougheed Mall. And while you're there, why not open up an account at Mariposa? The new store with the new fashions for the new you.
And open up with us.
Morning at 7:13 at 73 CKLG. And why not? We'll throw the music lines open for your request right now at 669 CKLG if there's something that can turn your crank this early in the morning. Other than a great fat pot of coffee, well, let me know about it. Blood, sweat, and tears. Lisa, listen to me.
Once a girl I knew, all alone and unprepared. Everyone she knew, running scared. Then she found him, or maybe he found her. His were gentle words she had never heard before. He said, Lisa, listen to me, don't you know where you belong? Darling Lisa, you can tell me. Another man took her on a younger day. All a young girl can do is pray. Then she found him, or maybe he found her. His were gentle words she had never heard before. Ooh, well, she had never heard before. He said, Lisa, listen to me. Baby,
7:20. I'm Rosie Summers, CKLG News Update. First, a check at the latest marine conditions. Here's Tommy Hammond in the CKLG Carling O'Keefe Sunshine Cruiser.
Good morning, boaters. For all those people at anchorages or moorages in our listening area and have been able to sleep in or are just putting the coffee pot on and miss the early weather from Environment Canada, there is a small craft warning for Georgia Strait. The winds from the south at 15 knots, becoming southeast 20 to 25 knots this afternoon. Visibility moves 3 to 5 miles in rain. And for Point Atkinson, the wind is east at 14 with a light chop on the water and the visibility is 15 miles. For you people heading out to the fishing grounds off the Collins Point area, we've just come in for fuel and the water conditions are at this time rippled with a light breeze. I suggest you wear your Mustang jacket or some other warm jacket as the wind has a chill to it. The tides this morning, high tide at 8:10 and low tide this afternoon at 3:10 p.m. This is Tommy Hammond for CKLG and the CKLG Carling O'Keefe Sunshine Cruiser.
Fishing-related, the U.S. government has announced that it will allow Canadian sport fishermen in the American section of the Great Lakes and other inland waters, but Canadian vessels in American ocean waters still will not be allowed to fish under bans imposed by Canada and the states last week. Vancouver's 11th murder of the year happened about 2 o'clock this morning in the 700 block Gore. A man's severely beaten body was found. Three suspects are being questioned. 34-year-old Marcel Mercier, of no fixed address, is in jail, charged with robbery and use of a firearm after an attempted holdup of 81-year-old Joseph Oranger's jewelry store at 772 Robson last night. Oranger took a couple of swings at the thief, who fled and was caught by police, who had been flagged down by a witness. A fire at Suite 201, 1728 East 2nd last night sent a man to hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. And just after midnight, the fire department went to the Harbor Center's 26th floor, where a trash container had caught fire. Damage was caused mainly by the sprinkler system. In the city of Borås in Sweden, a grad party turned into a raging inferno. At least 20 are dead and over 50 injured. No end in sight to the brewery lockout, and the talks won't get going again until next week. Right now, union officials are at a weekend convention in Toronto. A New York college student has set a record by knocking over the world's longest chain of dominoes. Bob Specka Jr. took 9 days to set up 100,000 dominoes, then watched yesterday as they fell over half an hour. He plans to do it again next year with 200,000 dominoes. In sports, Larry Holmes is the new world heavyweight boxing champ. He upset Ken Norton in the 15th round last night. Great romance under the umbrella by the bus stop weather. Forecast coming up in 73 CKLG.
It's the movie you've been waiting for. Thank God it's Friday. The music, the mood, the laughter. A lot of people who really move and not just on the dance floor. If all your life led up to one unbelievable night, this would be it. Thank God it's Friday.
Now showing at the Coronet Highland, Odeon New Westminster, Odeon West Vancouver, Surrey Drive-In, and the Odeon in Victoria.
It had started off like any other day. I shot the fat man, saved Margot's life 6 times, and rescued the Santucci twins from the mob. Then it happened. It was the phone. I picked it up. Well, not the whole phone, just the part you talk into. Then I said, hello. Her sultry voice was like a mountain stream to a thirsty sailor.
The 12 Caesars restaurant is open Saturdays.
Was this a trick?
This isn't a trick.
It wasn't a trick.
They serve their intriguing half-pound burgers, crisp salads, and refreshing drinks from 11:30 a.m. till 1 in the morning every Saturday.
This was hot stuff.
And the 12 Caesars at Hornby and Dunsmuir is open Sunday mornings at 11 for a fabulous brunch.
Just then, it happened. The phone went dead. Would she call back? Was she blonde or brunette? Would I ever know?
I'm bald.
Of course, the bald woman. Maybe I'd see her at the 12 Caesars restaurant, corner of Hornby and Dunsmuir. Maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday, maybe one day. I should have been a singer, or at least taller.
It's 7:25, cloudy with a few showers today and tomorrow. Highs about 18 and lows near 10. Island 11, Valley 11, in Vancouver 12 degrees. I'm Rosie Summers with, I hate to admit it, Dan Williamson on 73 CKLG.
I said, what kind of a comment is that? It's 728 with the Bear at 73 CKLG. Good morning.
We saw what you did, and we know who you are. We also have your license number. If you got a sunshine sticker, if this is it, you're rich. NGC-064. NGC-064. If that's your license plate number, you've got 30 minutes to call me at 684-5416 and win some $73 cash from 73 CKLG. For those of you who are out writing a dirty book right now, listen up.
Paperback writers.
Sooner or later, love is gonna win. Love is gonna win.
Friday forecast here. Cloudy with a few showers today and tomorrow, but don't believe that nonsense. What do they know? Really, look up in the sky. It's kind of nice. Highs about 18, lows near 10. Highlands 11, valleys 11. It's 12 at 73. CKLG.
Step into my limousine and I'll take you for a ride. We'll travel to the moon of blue where the stars reside. You should have wrote and left a note to say where you've gone.
Ooh, I'm still hanging on. Ooh, I'm still hanging on. Survivor,
I'm all the flip of what I've been.
Survivor,
I've learned to float, I've learned to swim.
Survivor,
I've turned away from the devil's grin.
Survivor,
mark on your calendar when Lady Luck arrives. You want to bet we won't forget the way that she drives. She changed my mind just in time, I know where I belong.
Ooh, I'm still hanging on. Ooh, I'm still hanging on. Ooh, survivor,
I'm all I could for what I've been.
Survivor,
I've been put out there to swim.
Survivor,
I've been away from the devil's grin. About the good old days. People talk, the music rock, the money was made. You wonder what we're doing when you don't hear our latest song, people.
Ooh, we're still hanging on. Ooh, we're still hanging on. Ooh, survivor.
We're all that's left of what we've been.
Survivor.
We've learned to float, we've learned to swim.
Survivor.
We've turned away from the devil's grin.
At 73 CKLG, Danny Bear with you, and I appreciate that if you're a normal person, you're just sort of tumbling out of bed, but you have to appreciate that at this very moment, there are literally hundreds of people who are wasted. They've been up all night celebrating high school graduation, and for them, and for you, if you're one of them, I have something really neat.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. Get
so
be
free your school.
Just like all of you,
girl,
just be true to yourself.
were the Bears' last boogie. Saturday morning in the city, 7:39. It's 73 CKLG. Just listen to the music.
Yes, it's over. Call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend. We knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over. The kicks are gone. What's the use of trying to hang on? Somewhere we lost the key. So little left for you and me. And it's clear to see. Too much, too little, too late to lie again with you. Too much, too little, too late to try again with you. We're in the middle of ending something that we lose over.
Oh, it was over.
Too much, too little, too late to ever try again. Too much, too little, too late, let's end it and be friends. Too much, too little, too late, we knew it had to end.
Chips are down. Pity all our bridges tumble down.
Were there a chance we'd try? Let's face it, why deny? It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Too much, too little, too late to ever try again. Too much, too little, too late.
Good morning, it's 7:40. I'm Rosie Summers, CKLG News. Vancouver police are investigating another murder. The severely beaten body of a man was found in the bushes in the 700 block Gore about 2 this morning. Police are questioning three suspects. It's homicide number 11 this year. 34-year-old Marcel Mercier of no fixed address is in jail, charged with robbery and the use of a firearm after an attempted holdup of 81-year-old Joseph Oringer's jewelry store at 772 Robson last night. A fire at Suite 201, 1728 East 2nd last night, sent a man to hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. And just after midnight, the fire department went to the Harbor Center's 26th floor, where a trash container had caught fire. Damage was caused mainly by the sprinkler system. In the city of Borås in Sweden, a grad party turned into a raging inferno.
Police here in Sweden are investigating the possibility that a firebomb was tossed onto the dance floor of a hotel complex, causing the deaths of 22 teenagers and injuring 54. The three-story building was quickly enveloped by fire as nearly 500 terrified and screaming youngsters stampeded out onto the streets of the town of Borås. Most of the victims were trapped in restrooms and literally incinerated. A pall of smoke hung over the morning town as helicopters took survivors to specialist centers for burn treatment.
There will be no more talks between the Brewery Workers Union and the breweries until the middle of next week. That prediction from Eric Harris, brewery negotiator. Union officials are away in Toronto for a weekend convention. Within a week, up to 3,000 hotel employees could be laid off in BC because of the beer dispute. Harold Curson, vice president of the Hotel and Restaurant Employees and Bartenders Union, says 500 have already been laid off. The liquor-related jobs go first, then the dining room staff are sent home.
Within a week, where the dining room as well. I've had one hotel, the Steveston Hotel, phoned me yesterday. They're closing the dining room as well as the liquor bars because they haven't anything to sell. and they wouldn't get enough customers for the dining room because they come here to eat and drink, and if they can't get drink, why they don't bother to come here to eat.
The 13,000-strong union has cabled the government, urging the brewery's lockout be declared illegal and the importation of American beer be slowed down. BC liquor stores will have to remove Hiram Walker and Corby products from their shelves. The Labor Relations Board has ruled the liquor branch became an ally of Hiram Walker in February when it stockpiled 3 months' worth of booze in anticipation of a strike. The Registered Nurses Association is through with negotiating with the Board of Trustees of Vancouver General Hospital. Earlier this week, the board rejected the association's recommendations to improve patient care, and the RNABC has retaliated by rejecting the board's proposals. The association's Sue Rothwell says it's time to go to the top. A meeting is planned with Health Minister Bob McClelland on June 19th.
We're going to give him instances where patient care is compromised. We're going to give him instances where the administrative actions of the hospital are totally arbitrary and show how far out of control that institution is, in the hope that the ministry will step in and take its responsibility seriously to administer health care in the province.
Along with that, over the next 2 weeks, the RNABC plans to hold public forums to disclose the so-called deplorable patient care conditions at VGH. The head of the BC Medical Association says new regulations requiring a patient signature on each claim card submitted by a doctor to the medical services plan will mean increased paperwork and costs. BCMA Executive Director Dr. Norman Rigby says the regulation will mean 10 million cards will be signed in doctors' offices a year and sent to Victoria. He says it does nothing to assist in patient care and is a meaningless exercise and will further increase medical costs. He says it's also in direct conflict with Premier Bennett's avowed intention to cut red tape in government bureaucracy. It's 7:46 at CKLG. Yesterday, we told you about BC Tory leader Vic Stevens' call to taxpayers to join the so-called tax revolt and withhold some of their taxes. We also heard from the government saying that would be foolish because the guilty taxpayer would be fined. All that talk started when California voters passed Proposition 13 and cut their taxes 60%. The idea is catching on.
The taxpayer anger that exploded in California is spreading across the country so fast that even professional tax critics are afraid it may get out of hand. Leaders of the National Taxpayers Conference, an alliance of old established state tax watchdog agencies, held an emergency meeting here in Denver to discuss how to cope with an expected flood of proposals like Proposition 13. They agreed they won't back MEDAC approaches, but appointed a task force to draft a reasonable tax limit proposal that could be sponsored in any state. Dan Quartz, Denver.
The Bank of Montreal will now cash personal checks of its competitors' customers, providing they hold MasterCharge cards. People will be able to cash personal checks from accounts at trust companies, credit unions, and other chartered banks at all Bank of Montreal branches. Customers will sign a stamp on the back permitting the bank to change the check into a cash loan on the customer's MasterCharge account if there are not enough funds in his checking account to cover the check. The loan would then carry an interest charge of 1.5% a month. Officials at other banks say they're studying the Bank of Montreal's move. An upset fight and an upset Ken Norton. That story coming up in sports on 73 CKLG.
Get slick back or ponytail. Get into your 50s gear and then get down to Eaton's. Jay McPhail will be looking for people who look like John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, the stars of the movie Grease, coming to Famous Players Theaters. You could win a jukebox from Pepsi filled with 50s hits, or HIS jeans, cases of Pepsi, Grease soundtrack albums, or passes to the sneak preview of the movie. So get it together by noon and get to the outdoor plaza of Eaton's Pacific Center.
Where can you go to have fun and maybe be a winner, too? It's an exciting place, an entertaining place, where you can really have a night on the town. Enjoy superb food, serve yourself from a beautiful buffet, or try one of the city's finest corned beef sandwiches. The place, everybody's favorite, Exhibition Park. You could be a winner, so head for the action. Pick your favorites to win, place, or show. Nothing beats the excitement of thoroughbred horse racing at Exhibition Park.
Head for the action, head for the fun, head for the track that is second to none. Even the horses are heard to remark, everybody's favorite is new Exhibition Park.
Today
Today's feature, the Klondike for three-year-olds. 1 1/16 miles, $12,500 added. Parade to the post, 1:15, rain or shine.
World Boxing Council heavyweight champ Larry Holmes says he plans to be a fighting champion, and he's sure he will hold the crown for a number of years. Holmes took the WBC crown away from Ken Norton by winning a split decision last night in Las Vegas. Norton says he's game for a rematch soon. The Montreal Expos turned out the batting power last night, edging the Los Angeles Dodgers 10-9. Larry Parrish led the attack with his first Grand Slam homer in the major leagues. In the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays were beaten by the